Three girls were killed in Jonglei State Thursday last week when a cargo aircraft chartered by the UN World Food Programme and operated by a commercial operator caught fire after landing at Piri airstrip in South Sudan's Jonglei State. Another passenger plane, operated by United Nations Humanitarian Air Services or UNHAS, crash-landed in Marakal Airport after its rear landing gears failed during takeoff from Maban airstrip on Friday. David Subek Dada, Chief Executive Officer and Director for the South Sudan Civil Aviation Authority, says poorly maintained airstrips in Maban and Piri caused both planes to crash.
The infrastructure of the airport where the plane took off from, there was a dike built to prevent water entering into the airport. But during the takeoff, the plane hit the landing gears of the plane, hit the dike, and they broke off. That was why it has to land in Marakal on Beli. Regarding Piri, also, it was during landing that I think the plane went off the runway and it went to some houses closer to the airport.
All passengers aboard the two planes survived the crashes. Subeki strongly advises residents who live near airstrips to relocate to safer areas.
My advice to the general public is do not build your houses or infrastructure closer to the airport so that such incidents happening cannot be of harm to you. Always be away from the airport. But people have got a temptation of coming very close and crossing the airport land.
Kur Kwal, director of Juba International Airport, says the ill-fated plane is owned by the South Sudanese company Nyasa with the Malawian registration number 7QSTB-5. Jonglei State Information Minister Nyamar Lunch says state officials are working with the World Food Programme to learn more about the fate of those who were killed and the two people who were injured.
The negotiations are ongoing for the compensation to the families that lost their girls, the daughters, and also for the people who their homes got burned. The government of Jonglei State has sent two ministers from the state government to the area, and we also have other delegates that also went from the national government.
Colonel John Kasara, the newest spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service, says he just started working for the service and is not aware of steps being taken in the Piri plane crash to investigate the cause. In 2021, a cargo plane crashed in Juba, killing all five crew members on board. In 2020, a plane crash killed all 10 people on board in Piri. South Sudan aviation authorities say the high number of plane crashes is due to the use of old aircraft, lack of maintenance, and overloading. United Nations Humanitarian Air Services, or UNHAS, which operates 90% of flights for international non-profit in South Sudan, did not release details of the passenger plane that crash-landed at Malakal International Airport. Air transport remains the only means of travel for thousands of aid workers offering support to tens of thousands of vulnerable South Sudanese due to the lack of good road network and insecurity across some parts of the country. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.